Good morning. Thank you for joining us today. You're listening to Daily Worship here at the Gathering Place Church in Pineville, Louisiana. My name is Kevin Williams, and I lead worship here at the Gathering Place and also for this podcast most days. And so I am honored to worship the Lord with you. I'm honored just to be in His presence together with you today. I want to start in John 4. John 4. It's one of my favorite passages. Let's start in verse 23. The words of Jesus, and He's speaking to the woman at the well. He tells her this: "But the hour is coming, and is now here, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such people to worship Him. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth." I want to read that again out of another translation this morning, out of the Message. I like how it's worded here in the Message. It says, it's who you are and the way you live that count before God. Your worship must engage your spirit in the pursuit of truth. That's the kind of people that God is out looking for. Those who are simply and honestly themselves before Him in their worship. God is sheer being itself, spirit. Those who worship Him must do it out of their very being, their spirits, their true selves, in adoration. You know, today as I read where it talks about worshiping the Father in spirit and in truth, I think about myself, I think about my church, and how we have come to know the Lord in a deeper way, and as we are progressively knowing the Lord in a deeper way, that makes our worship all the more rich and deeper because of who we are becoming to know about God, the truth about God, as we worship God more and more in truth. Our spirit responds in a richer way because we have more to respond to. Not that God has ever changed, but what we are coming to know about God is ever changing. It is ever becoming richer. Warren Wiersbe says this. Says, worship is the believer's response to all that he is. Mind, emotions, will, and body. To all that God is and says and does. This response has its mystical side and subjective experience, and its practical side in objective obedience to God's revealed truth. It is a loving response that is balanced by the fear of the Lord. And it is a deepening response as the believer comes to know God better. My friends, my prayer this morning is that our worship would be an ever deepening response. That as we approach the Lord, as we worship the Lord, it would be in a different way than it was 5 years ago. Because hopefully through our experiences with the Lord, that we have come to know Him more intimately. We are seeing more of His worthiness and His majesty and His faithfulness. And that changes how we respond. It changes how we react in life to everything, but it definitely changes how we respond to the Lord. So let this time of worship today be that for you. Let it be a time to where you can respond in spirit and truth, knowing who the Lord is, but also being empowered by His Spirit. It says in Philippians 3:3 that we worship by the Spirit of God and we put no confidence in the flesh. So by the Spirit's enabling, we worship the Lord today. And by the truth of who He is, we worship Him. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Jesus, Lord, as we look at You, Lord, as we think about who You are, about what You have shown to Your people, Lord, we are overwhelmed. Lord, we are humbled by Your majesty. Lord, we are humbled by Your voice that's speaking to us, that's giving us direction. Lord, we stand in awe of Your faithfulness, of Your love, God. Lord, so today we worship You with everything that we are. Lord, we use these tools, these songs, Lord, to lift up our voices to You, to lift up our hearts to You, to tell You how much that we love You. Oh, how we love You, Jesus.
Take this offering that I bring. Humbly I fall on my knees to proclaim Your everything. Yes, my life's nothing without You. Take my hand and lead me through. You are my sustaining love. I live.
To worship.
lift our hands to you. Give our lives to you, Jesus. I'm gonna worship you forever. I'm gonna worship you. I'm gonna worship you forever. The sun, and we cry, oh.
to you.